eight companies were the originating,
yeah.
And you all had what, dues that each company had to pay?
Yeah, we paid about, I can't remember, probably like $500 a year at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And depending on the size of the company.
Mm-hmm.
And we had Eastman Kodak. We had some pretty fancy ones.
How did you get these big companies? Did you go talk to them, or Garfield, or Bill Knox?
Knox. Knox, by that time, had been around OTS, I mean NTIS. And I got that sequence wrong. He went from there to NTIS. He was, what was he doing there? He had an office. I remember it was General Pershing's old office in the executive office building.
Really? Oh, you must have.
Oh, he was the head of COSATI.
Right.
Yeah. And then he went from there to, I think, to McGraw Hill.
Hmm.
And then he went from there to NTIS. And I remember when we were going to appoint him head of IIA, Garfield saying, we don't just want a publisher, you know, to run IIA. It's not just a publishing organization. And I remember Knox saying, well, McGraw-Hill doesn't think I'm a publisher.
Hmm.
So does that qualify me?
Yeah.
And he was potent. He moved all these guys.
And he was the principal one to advance IIA?
I would say so.
Uh-huh. How long did he stay there?
Until he took over NTIA. About 3 years.
Uh-huh.
It was really very potent.
Uh-huh. Are you happy with the way IIA has developed as the information industry?
I guess, yes. I don't recognize it anymore.
It's a pretty powerful lobby now.
Well, Paul Zukowski was pretty potent in arranging that.
Well, back to you. What do you consider your major accomplishment? We were just beginning to get into this a little bit.
Well, to keep a firm going for 43 years, I guess.
Okay. Certainly not an easy thing to do in the information business, because there are not those huge contracts. And
that's right.
Like you say, too much dependence upon the federal government.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what about within the field, within information science?
I would say that I think of myself as a sort of dilettante. That is, I'm interested in anything, any kind of study, any kind of project that produces or helps the dissemination of information. And I'll try anything. And I have tried anything.
Do you still feel in your core that you're a user studies person? And that's played not only an important part in your company, but also in your satisfaction about or understanding of it?
I would say so, yes.
You seem to have avoided offices in ADI ACES over the years.
Right.
Any reason for this?
I did have various offices at IIA. I was a secretary and uh-huh. treasurer and so forth. I never stood for president. I'll tell you an anecdote. I'm at, what was this? This was a division of chemical literature, and they were trying to elect the chairman. And then they were trying to elect the board of directors. I thought, whatever it was, board of directors. And so they have a vote, and it turns out that I was outvoted by a lady librarian, and it turned out I did get in subsequently because they discovered she wasn't even a member of the division.
Is that right?
And I decided, well, you better be careful about running for office. You're not a great campaigner.
Now, that was in the ACS division. Yeah. What about within ADI or ACES?
I don't know if I lost heart or lost interest. I decided I don't want to. My wife was active. She was a treasurer.
Mm-hmm.
Years and was very active, and I decided that's enough, that's our contribution.
Yeah. When we moved from this term of documentation to information science,
mm-hmm.
what were your feelings about that?
At the time I thought, gee, it's inconsequential, but I've since decided it was a good idea.
Mm. Inconsequential.
Well, I was saying at the time, look, you have FID, everybody knows what that does, and you have asthma, and that's Information Bureau, and somebody pointed out there's also libraries and mm-hmm. Information Bureau, and I just didn't think it would have an effect. I also admit now that documentation is a vague European term, and nobody is quite sure what it means.
You have better feelings about information science?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Much more descriptive.
Mm-hmm.
And it also sounds, when people ask you what you do, if you say you're an information scientist, that's pretty vague, but if you say I'm a documentalist, it sounds as if you deal with maps and you're like an archivist.
Mm.
And from that viewpoint, I think that the change was a very good one.
Mm-hmm.
I think one of my problems was that anything that Garfield thought of, I objected to.
even though you all were good friends at the time,
he did the same thing to me.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
How do you see Garfield's contributions?
I think they're tremendous. I think they're great. I think he's nutty as a fruitcake, but God, I admire him. I remember him struggling and persevering.
Mrs. Schultz has some interesting stories to tell about those early years.
Chicken coops.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And borrowed typewriters and those mm-hmm. kinds of things. Did you have to go through those same kind of struggles, or were you a little bit better off because of the government contract?
I was a little better off. But he got better off pretty fast.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when Current Contents took off. Boy, it was like overnight.
Mm. Took a long struggle, though, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Putting it together.
Well, getting acceptance, apparently, was a problem.
Oh, yeah. Then. Oh, yeah. Tremendous. Well, he had all kinds of, first thing you called it contents in advance.
Right.
And that was too clumsy.
Mm-hmm.
And then I remember Sam Lazaro suggested Current Contents. And that was good. And then he started working on methods of production. And that's when things started taking off.
Mm-hmm.
He streamlined that.
Mm-hmm.
And then he started writing these editorials, which were a feature.
And his, sort of, like say, editorial or preface to each issue.
Uh-huh.
Hmm. Well, have we not, what areas are we lacking in terms of coverage?
Well, let me look at, I write by editing. I usually write a first draft, which is completely obliterated, and then I do a second draft.
Uh-huh.
So let me go to work on that thing.
Okay, but are there areas that we haven't covered, or
I'll see.
You'll think about them. Okay. I want to ask you just again for the record, as you know, I'm trying to work on the history of information science. Is there a particular approach? You did that 84 article, which you looked at, which you called A Brief History of Information Science. So you've done some work and thinking in this area.
Well, I'm following your path in a sense. I'm saying, let's start with the most cited people, and let's consider them the main actors,
mm-hmm.
and then let's do it through them. If we understand them, we'll understand the field.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you're doing, in essence.
Essentially, without looking at citations so much.
Well, I want to start it.
Yeah.
I don't want to do it randomly.
Mm-hmm.
And there'll be randomness enough, because one will always lead to another.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But that was my. I discussed this with Claire numerous occasions. We were going to write the be all and end all. I would say that you should start with a core and which is a whole field. Have you contacted Fairthorn?
No, I haven't.
Sure?
I've been doing mostly Americans. Well, in fact, all Americans.
He's a very important guy.
Yeah. Now, is he still living?
As a matter of fact, I have a letter from him.
He's
93 years old.
Yeah, it would really be great to interview him.
He is. I'll see if I can find it. It's in my office somewhere. I wrote an appreciation up, and for some reason, and it was never published.
Hmm.
I remember I was talked into it by Marilyn Henderson, and I might send you a copy.
I would love to have a
copy.
You
got a card?
No, but I can.
Right.
Your secretary has my fax number.
Okay.
And so if it isn't too long to fax, if she could just fax it to me or mail it.
It's about 5 pages.
Yeah, that would be good. I'd love to have that. Now, I have been in touch with Cleverdon. Just had a letter from him a couple of days ago. And
he's a talkative guy.
Is he?
Hope he's still able to talk.
Well, this was a handwritten letter that he wrote me.
Oh, good for him.
Because he had read about the fellowship, and he wrote the president of the Chemical Heritage Foundation. And then that letter got sent on to me, and so mm-hmm. I wrote him, and he gave me some interesting things. But mostly just because of finances and because of when I started with the ACES project. Remember when I called you mm-hmm. a couple of years ago?
Yeah.
The ACES project was to identify where the papers of individuals are.
I see.
And so it was strictly to do Americans or North Americans. And mm-hmm.
Well, Fairthorne published quite a bit in this country.
Yeah, right. But he's still a UK person, as Cleverdon is. But it'd be nice. I mean, it really should be international, but that takes more money. And
well, this points out what I see to be his highlights.
Oh, okay.
I would like this use and mention concept.
Yeah.
And he did some stuff on the hell was it? He wrote a paper for the which was selected as a by Garfield as a citation sort of award study.
Oh,
or something.
Right. Uh-huh.
And that was interesting what he did, what Fairthorne did,
mm-hmm.
using mathematics. He is a mathematician.
Yeah.
And you might want to see it. I'll fax it.
Definitely, yeah. Ask her to fax it to me. Are there other directions you'd like to see, think that need to be taken in trying to do the history of the field?
I'm going to send you another paper, I think, if I can find it, where I discuss retrieval in all its aspects. And this was a paper I gave in Philadelphia with Gene and Madeline Henderson and
oh,
Jerry Silver.
Right. I know, that's right.
And I wrote it up after the fact, more or less. And maybe I'll send you a copy.
I'd love to, because Mrs. Schultz gave me a copy of her paper that she read. And I would love to have, because none of that was published. Apparently someone was supposed to take it and get it published, but it never happened.
Well, it was pretty... Garfield talked off of 3x5 cards, and I was just talking, and Jerry so far had nothing to say.
Mm. But no one was recording this or anything.
No.
Let me stop the tape recorder, but I still have a couple of other questions for you.